There's a very interesting question regarding kazayit matzah that we are obligated to eat. First of all, regarding how much is a kazayit, is it chatzi betza or shlish betza, is a major machloket. We are discussing that according to the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh, kazayit is always shlish betza, which means one third of an egg. So imagine, it makes a major difference. Maran HaShulchan Aruch, even though in general he paskins like two of the three Amud HaHora'ah, which are Rif and the Rambam, which basically majority of the times would be the same, would have the same psak, and the Rosh. Rif lived around, let's say, 1100 years ago, 1000 years ago. Rambam was 850, and the Rosh was about 650 years ago. So according to Maran, when he writes the Shulchan Aruch, he goes based on two out of three of these Rishonim, the opinion of two out of three. Over here, all three of them would paskin that kazayit is shlish betza, which means one third of an egg. However, Maran himself paskins it is mamash exactly chatzi betza, half of an egg. So what's the difference? The difference would be the shiur, how much a person is obligated to eat the night of Pesach. That's one difference. But the whole year, also, how much do you have to eat to be able to say beracha acharona? According to, when it comes to beracha rishona, unless a person is only doing a taste, that means he's not really considered eating. He wants to taste to be able to see if it needs any other special ingredients, spices, etc. Any time other than that, tasting does not have a bracha. But eating, a minute amount, if your kavanah is eating, you'd have to say bracha. So very good. What about bracha acharona? That was bracha rishona, first bracha. What about bracha acharona? How much do you have to eat? So according to the Rif, Rambam at the Rosh, comes out 18 grams. In grams, if you consider grams, would come out 18 grams. According to the Maran and Shulchan Aruch, 27 grams. So imagine if the betza would be in ounces, 2 ounces, chatzi betza would be 1 ounce. That would be kazayit according to Maran. And according to Rif and Rambam and the Rosh, one third of 2 ounces. So imagine around 0.7 of an ounce. So that's how much it would be the difference between 0.7 to 1 ounce. Whether you would say beracha acharona. So Lechat Chila says that whoever, the Gemara says, the one who wants to become a chassid, he has to be zahir b'mili de berachot. When it comes to berachot, they have to be careful about it. So therefore, if a person wants to be careful, either whenever he eats less than 18, or more than 27 grams. This way, for sure, you know, that in one category you don't need to say beracha acharona, the other one you would need to say beracha acharona. So over here, when it comes to the night of Pesach, lechatchila a person is supposed to eat kebetza for the first time. When it comes the first time kebetza, the size of an egg. So over here, that would be the best. So how much is that? And then the second one, when you make it the kehilel azaken matzah and maror, which is the lettuce, and also charoset, that is supposed to be 1 ounce of matzah. You don't need to be more. And that means a kazayit, whatever would be kazayit. And then according to the last one, afikoman, that represents Korban Pesach, together with the matzah that it was eaten together. So if you want the best of the best, and if you could handle, and if you have an appetite, then it's supposed to be kebetzah again. But if you cannot, kazayit is also sufficient. So again, in all these measurements, it would make a difference. How much is a kazayit? How much is a minimum? That the Torah says, Ba'erev tochlu matzot, at night of Pesach, you are obligated, in Misvar Aseh Doraita, to eat matzah. And then the Chachamim said, you have to recline on your left. And by men, if the first time, let's say for sure, if they don't recline, they would have to repeat. So the bottom line, over here, how much is this? So some hold the minimum of the minimum. I mean, every matzah is different. And we are talking about Han Shemura Matzah, and at the end it's not an exact measurement, but it's an approximate measurement. So either if you consider one third of the whole Han Shemura Matzah would be a Kazai, so two thirds would be Kebetza for the first time. And some consider, which is major Khumrah, to come half of a Matzah, and then the whole Matzah would be Kebetza for the first time that the person is supposed to eat. But that would be, again, if a person can handle it and he wants to be more Mahmir, so that is the basic measurement that a person is supposed to follow.